Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph, Chulin 121, and today's Daf Yomi on Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. At the bottom of the page, the Gemara records a braisa in the name of Rabbi Yossi. He says, Rabbi Yossi, Mipnei Ma Amru, why does it say in the Mishnah, in Taharos, in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, why does it say Nivlas Ov Tahor Tzricha Machshava, that if you have a carcass of a bird and it's a kosher bird, but it's a carcass, it wasn't slaughtered properly, and you want to know whether it's considered food in order to be able to transmit the ritual impurity, which normally comes on food item, it has to be something that you consider food. Tzricha machshava. You have to have considered it food in order for it to have acquired the tumma in order to transmit it. Because if you didn't think about it to consider it food, then it's not going to be considered like a food item. Meaning to say, a bird is not necessarily considered food. And the reason is, as Rashi explains, is because a stam nevelas oaf, the default of a carcass of a bird is not really necessarily meant to be eaten, and therefore if you weren't thinking about it for food, it's not going to be considered food. And Rashi explains that the Brice is referring to the villages where the people didn't have the practice of eating birds. However, in the larger cities where people ate the birds, then you wouldn't need this forethought to be considering it to be a food item, because those people ate the birds. And Rashi, and this refers to a Mishnah in Oktzim, chapter 3, Mishnah 3. So we see from here that the upshot of this is that if you have the bird, the meat of a bird, it was going to be actually something of a delicacy, where the people in the small villages didn't eat it, but the people in the large cities, they were more sophisticated, and they therefore ate these birds. This is the upshot, that according to our page of the Gemara in our sugya, it seems to be saying that the flesh of birds is going to be considered more prestigious or more of a delicacy than the flesh of meat. This is actually somewhat problematic, because the poskim seem to say in general that the from a perspective of halacha, that the flesh of a bird is not as distinguished and not as fancy, so to speak, as the flesh of an animal. And indeed, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Chagiga, chapter 2, Halacha 10, he writes that during the time of the temple, when the Jewish people needed to fulfill their obligation of a shalmei simcha, of bringing extra joy on the festival and bringing those sacrifices, they had the practice of fulfilling their obligation with different animal sacrifices that they brought. However, the Rambam says explicitly, you cannot fulfill your obligation of a shalmei simcha with the flesh of a bird, or with a grain offering, because the Rambam there says, because it's not like meat, which makes one joy. And indeed, the Leket Yosha writes with respect to the Sud on Purim, where it's a mitzvah to eat a festive meal on Purim, Leket Yosha says that one is not able to fulfill their obligation with the flesh of a chicken, but it needs to be the flesh of basar, of actual meat, and not the flesh of a chicken. And also in the Shu'at Chavas Yair, he writes that a person does not fulfill their obligation specifically on a festival where a person is supposed to be eating meat. A person does not fulfill their obligation with the flesh of a chicken. And he says you have a little bit of a fulfillment of the rejoicing of the holiday, but it's not like the real practice of eating meat. And so therefore, these poskim seem to be saying that unlike our sugya, which is saying that the flesh of, let's say, a chicken is more distinguished than the flesh of an animal, the poskim, like the Rambam and the Leket Yosha, are saying no, it's just the opposite, that the flesh of a meat of an animal is the only thing that's distinguished, and not the flesh of a chicken. The Yad Ephraim and the Kilyoni Asha write actually that there is. They seem to be saying in different bush that they said there is rejoicing with the basar of oaf, and they prove this from the Gemara in Beitz Daf Yud Amabez, which suggests there that you can prepare the doves for the festival, because the people used to eat the doves on the holiday. And we see from here that there was a way of fulfilling the obligation of simcha, of rejoicing on Yontif, with the flesh of birds. And the Divrei Yosher also talks about this, and he says he discusses whether or not one fulfills our obligation, and he says it depends upon to what degree we're looking at, what situation is. So he says with respect to Ben Sor Amora, there we say specifically a Ben Sor Amora is somebody who stole meat and he ate it, and that was what made him a glutton. This he cannot fulfill that sin by stealing via stealing the flesh of a bird, because this is not something that a person is going to be habitually sitting in that context. The Kli Agola writes that we can say that the Torah is teaching us, that he cites a Midrash Tanchuma, that Torah teaches us that if you have a guest, the first day you give him a bird to eat, and after that you give him fish, and only after that you give him the meat of an animal. So we see from here another source that if it's a fancy bird, if it's a distinguished bird, it's actually more distinguished than meat. So this is again another question on the Rambam, who says that only meat is a way to fulfill your obligation. So in the Sefer Moedim Uzmanim, he gives a very logical explanation. He says, okay, it depends on what a person likes. If a person likes the schnitzel, chicken schnitzel, if a person likes that more than meat, then a person is fulfilling their obligation by eating the chicken rather than the meat, because a person is rejoicing in that manner. And so therefore, he says, because the point is that the flesh of an animal is not like you're fulfilling the actual practice that the Talmud was talking about in the time of the temple, because it's gone more than 2 days since it was slaughtered. So we're really talking about a different situation. And so therefore, it depends on a person likes more, and we could extend that. If a person doesn't even like, if a person is repulsed by the thought of tasting chicken or thought of tasting flesh, if a person is a vegan and they're just horrified by this idea, of course, then we're not going to say that that's a fulfillment of joy on Yontif. So if we follow the logic of the Moedim Uzmanim, we're going to say it depends upon what a person's tastes are, and that's how we determine what is the rejoicing of the holiday.